Hello? Check? Is it on? Huh. What do you know? The whole time it was a wire. Good morning, friends, and welcome to The Stoke. Today is Monday, December 16th, just about time for the holidays. Today's Stoke is brought to you by our good friends over at Coalition Snow. So here's one of the things we've been diving into quite a bit here lately, and that is the number of women in the backcountry. So think about this, right? You're on the chairlift, strike up a conversation with a girl next to you with a snowboard strapped to one foot. You hitting the park, she asks. Yep. You guys drop in together. She hits the S-box and transitions into a step-up, which she cleans like a dog on a Thanksgiving ham bone. The same step-up, by the way, that you avoided like the plague because, come on, you're not Shaun White, for God's sakes. Be honest, you're blown away. Life lessons are hard. Get a helmet. So here's the thing. The misunderstanding is understandable. From a young age, we've all been taught that boys roughhouse, play football, baseball, ride mountain bikes, and get dirty, while girls play with dolls, play house, and do, well, girly stuff. So as we grow up, we realize that girls can, and oftentimes do, shred the outdoors just as well, if not better, than boys do. But oddly, almost everything in the outdoors is designed around guys. Skis, boots, boards, packs, bags, clothing, everything. It's all built around guys, and then it's altered for the female physique, style, weight, etc. Not rethought, but just changed up a little bit. So we partnered up with Jen Gorecki, the founder of Coalition Snow, which is, by the way, a ski and snowboard company founded by women, run by women, owned by women, on the board is all women. There's not a dude anywhere in the house, and the stuff they design is phenomenal. So what we found was, talking to her, Jen had a quote that said, there's so much data out there about a participation in the snow sports, which is on the rise across all activities, and we're the ones who make the majority of the final decisions in the home. But it's like we're invisible. We're lumped into a junior equipment category, or the gear made for us is flowery and pink and is short and soft. We're an afterthought. We live on the sidelines, and it's quite insulting. Well, this is all changing. Women have taken notice in the wake of major brands not listening. They've led a new charge, a charge for women-led businesses that focus on gear just for the outdoors. Dozens of brands exist, like Kula Cloth, Bitch Sticks, Fast and Loose, Honey and Rust, and the category is growing like crazy. So, fast forward. We did a series with Coalition Snow called the 12 Days of Sisterhood. And this 12-piece series is all about women crushing the outdoors. So head over to gearmonk.com, right on the front page, 12 Days of Sisterhood. You cannot miss it. Wondering how you can support them? Well, visiting coalitionsnow.com website is a great start. Beyond supporting women and buying stuff for somebody that you love in your life or yourself, their sticks and boards are winning some awards because, well, they're designed by women for women, and they're absolutely awesome. What's new on the horizon? Water Lily. This thing's actually pretty cool, right? So everybody buys one of those solar chargers that you drape over your backpack or on the side of your tent or on the top of your car when you're hanging out, and you wonder why in the heck it's not charging your cell phone or whatever in an hour like your charger does, because they're not designed to. They can't put out that much power. However, Water Lily makes this pretty cool little turbine thing that's got three little anchor points on it, and or maybe four, and you hook them all together, hook a strap to it, tie it to a rock, and throw it in the water. Rushing water from the creek goes over it, spins this turbine, and it puts out an impressive amount of power. It'll charge phones, speakers, cameras, battery banks, and even 12-volt devices by generating enough power from the river and the stream. So batteries die, the sun sets, generators run out of fuel. Water Lily doesn't. All you need is running water. We've covered this before, but how about a shovel that you can't break, or more importantly, your drunk father-in-law can't break when he's just trying to, quote-unquote, help out? While it's technically not new, Demos Collective continues to do really cool things with what they call their stealth shovel. It's this shovel with the handle breaks off, it slides into the side of the shovel, it's really compact and lightweight, packs away in your car nicely, which, if you've been reading any of the past stuff we've done in The Stoke or listening to this particular podcast every morning, you should have a shovel in your car. And then assembles, dig out your vehicle, shovel your driveway, do whatever. It's got a corrugated front tooth edge on it for breaking up ice. The thing is truly phenomenal. You can learn more about that at demoscollective.com or again by visiting gearmonk.com. One of the things we decided we wanted to feature was good friend of ours, Nori the Pirate, is doing pretty much what all of us want to do, but never really actually did. And that is, he took off for the Western United States, traveled for weeks on end, and just did what all of us sit around in a meeting or at the bar after work and say, what I wouldn't give to leave it all behind, Nori did. At least for a bit, anyways. As I said, traveling all over the Western United States, documenting his trip the entire way, and it is what is nothing but hilarious and impactful poetry. We're putting together a multi-part little mini-series, which you can see on gearmonk.com, and pictures, stories, everything well worth the visit. And so this morning, before you roll into your 9 a.m. mandatory team-building meeting and go back to your desk under the buzz of fluorescent lights, head over to gearmonk.com, live vicariously through Nori the Pirate for just a few minutes. As you know, we do gearaways, giveaways of gear every single day on the Stoke. And what that DMOS shovel that we talked about, we're not giving away one, not two, but three of those damn things just in time for the holidays. So if you're not signed up for the Stoke, you probably should be, because that's really the only way you can get one of these damn things. And they're pretty freaking impressive. So head over to thestoke.gearmonk.com and check that out. That's going to wrap it up for today, kids. I hope you guys have a fantastic Monday. Last week before the holidays take off, and I'm sure hope you're doing something fun with family there. We will talk to you soon, and go make Monday your bitch.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.